Welcome to the podcast. My name is Ryan. I'm joined by author Tony Lodge, captain of the ship Muscles.
Oh.
And we are calling Melbourne and we are calling Caitlin.
Ooh. Is that two people or Caitlin's in Melbourne? Are we calling Melbourne and we're calling Caitlin at once? Three-way call?
Melbourne's and Caitlin. Yeah. There's two people.
Hello.
Oh. Hi, Caitlin.
Hi.
It's Tony and Ryan. How you doing?
Good, thanks. How are you?
We are real well. We were just wondering if you'd perhaps approve the podcast.
I would love to.
Yes.
Hey, it's Caitlin from Melbourne and I approve this podcast.
We're just starting to record, but you can come back in. It's fine because you can't. We're not filming video. We're recording the film. Okay, sick.
All right, what you just heard is Tony explaining to Torbs what's happening. We are both in our individual homes, and I think. We've both got COVID, by the way, so we're in our own homes.
I would like to say as well that the approver that you just heard was from a faraway time when we didn't have COVID and we were happy and life was good and we didn't sound like we're about to keel over and die.
But things have changed since we recorded that approval, and just hearing you explain to Torbs or trying to explain, it kind of just sets the tone of where you're at. I believe Tony has COVID significantly worse than I do. I don't sound great, but you sound fucked.
Thank you, mate. I really appreciate that. So the other day, just to try and make out. Look, I've lost all skills. All skills of a broadcaster have gone out the window, and I wasn't really doing that well to begin with.
No.
Torbs and I and you all have COVID. Bridget has missed it, thank God.
I've been sleeping in the spare room and staying.
Been isolating separately in Beyonce's Airbnb.
Got a separate bathroom. Should I close my back door? Can you hear the birds?
No, I can't.
Okay, because they are, I don't know if they're fucking or if they're fighting or there's like a turf war about which birds are allowed in which tree, but it's fucking going on.
Oh, no, I can't hear them.
It's going off out the back. Okay, that's good.
But we get it, mate. You live in a beautiful, an animal bloody. See, I can't even do jokes at the moment. I've got no words.
Is the helicopter too loud out the back of the helipad? Sorry, I'll ask him to turn it down. Oh, guys, no private jet until after we've done. Sorry, Tony. Let me just speak to the pilots.
Thanks for having a word with them for me. I really appreciate it.
So we were in Perth.
Yeah.
And I'm not blaming the tarpers for the meet and greet.
However.
So I was talking to Mum and I go, and yes, it was nice. I said, Tony, Torbs, myself, the three of us have COVID. And Mum goes, oh, have you been sitting near anyone? And I was like, well, I sat on a full plane and then hugged 300 people. And she goes, yep.
That'll do it.
It's almost as if a what not to do if you
don't want to get COVID. Yeah.
It is what it is and whatever. But it's when I had to say that out loud, I'm like, I know how dumb I sound.
Well, at least you're not a super spreader because we didn't even we didn't know we had it.
Yep.
And Torbs wasn't feeling great before because we went to Perth. Obviously, you and I were working.
Yep.
But we went because I had to go to a wedding.
Yeah. So then you went and how many people at the wedding?
Well, so we didn't feel awesome. Torbs did a COVID test and he was negative. So we're like, okay, cool. There's probably 120 people at this wedding.
Fuck, Tony. It's all shit.
I know. And that was on the Sunday. We flew home on Monday and we were kind of, when you've just got to get to a certain point.
I just need to get home.
If I just get home, I'll be okay. And we got home basically and both of us fell over. We were like, okay, we're so run down. And we're like, well, Torbs did a COVID test yesterday. That's not it. And then you and Torbs tested positive the same time.
Yep.
But I didn't test positive till the day after. So I'm pretending that I'm so innocent and I got it off you two. So it's your guys' fault. It's not my fault at all.
Right. Okay. Yeah, well, Torbs and I sincerely apologize. Now, as I was saying, Tony has had COVID significantly worse than I have. I've had a bit of a cough, but Tony, dizzy spells, not sleeping. You obviously sound fucking trash.
Thank you.
On the first or second day when we both realized we had it and it was really setting in and we were a bit depresso and you You literally couldn't, I'm not just saying like as a joke, but when you say like, oh, I barely left the couch, like you couldn't leave the couch, eh?
I couldn't get, like, I went to pick up my blanket and it was too heavy.
So let was it a weighted blanket?
No.
It was a tea towel.
It's actually like a summer quilt, like a light quilt, like a comforter.
Let me explain how Tony is one of the loveliest people you'll meet and the most endearing little cute sweetheart. And when she said, like I said, I feel like you can be cute and a dumb fuck at the same time. Is that fair?
Absolutely. I do it every day.
So the title of your second book.
How to be cute but also a dumb fuck. Yeah, I like
so
that.
I'm saying, I've moved into the spare room. I'm using the other bathroom, you know, blah, blah, blah. I'm just going to lay low, read some books, watch some movies. And Tony goes, because this is just a natural thing for Tony to say. But she didn't realise what she was saying.
If there's anything you need me to do, you just let me know. I'll do anything I can to help you out.
And then...
like what?
And then I was like, you know what? That was the emptiest offer ever. I can't do anything. Like, but it was like happening in real time because my brain is just working so slowly that I'm like, oh, that was really, I didn't mean that. I can't do fucking anything
here. I think we've talked about empty offers. Have we talked about on the podcast the Georgia Duck who came to Perth?
I think so, that you did no empty offers and you went, why don't you come over and trip, okay?
Yeah, when we lived in Canberra, the rule was no empty offers. So if someone offers you a jacket, you go, yeah, no, we'll take that. Or do you want me to get, you know? And so the joke went on and on to the point where I said to Georgia, who I don't really know that well at all, you should come and stay with me in Perth for the weekend. And she went, well, I mean, with the empty offer, will I have to? And then she came over and we had a great time. So when you said the other day, oh, if there's anything you need, and I was like, I really appreciate it. Obviously, you're not going to fucking do it. And I was like, no. Can you just grab me a hot chook from the chicken shop and a salad and some milk? And you're like, go fuck yourself. Have a good night.
I was like, okay, that's obviously not going to happen. Ha!
Is there anything else?
Another big point of contention on this podcast over the last probably 2 years. I don't even know if the podcast has been going that long. But
yeah. Oh, no, it hasn't, but yep.
I got invited to a wedding about a year ago, I guess.
Franco's wedding.
Franco's wedding, our video guy, and he so kindly invited me, and I realised that I had a decision to make because a year before that I'd bought tickets to go and see Lord and they happened to be on the same night.
Yeah.
And it was a big conversation on the pod and I was like, oh, Lord is my very favourite person in the world and I'm not going to be able to go. And so you very kindly bought me tickets to Lord in Sydney.
So, like, if you're going to Sydney for the wedding, while you're up there, Lord's doing a show 2 nights later, Franco's wedding, day off, straight into the Sydney show.
Yeah.
I'll take those Melbourne tickets off your hand.
Yeah.
Everyone's a winner.
So, as I sit here recording this with you, almost dead, in an hoodie, sponsored by a non-disclosed chicken shop.
Yep.
It would appear that all of that was for nothing. I didn't go to the wedding. I didn't go to Lord in Melbourne. I didn't go to Lord in Sydney. You didn't go to Lord in Melbourne. And I feel like all of that was absolutely for nothing. So I've decided I'm no longer going to plan anything because I'll probably just get COVID.
No. I mean, you're right. It's literally been 18 months of planning. We've both spent a fortune buying each other gifts and presents and flights and stuff. When you joke about I'm not planning anything, but you're the kind of person that might be a doomsday prepper and never leave the house. You've got that in. So I said to Bridget, we're going to go see Lord. And I said this to her a year ago.
Yeah. And your wife's a Kiwi.
She's a Kiwi. So you know it feels right. Supporting Kiwis, women supporting women. And then selfishly, Bridget gets pregnant.
Yeah. Classic Bridget.
So she said,
she's always pregnant.
Well, yeah, what a bitch. She's like, I feel like she's great in the mornings, but as soon as it's late afternoon, she's tired, she's fading. Like, for sure. By 5 o'clock, it's like dinner and bed, like gone. So she's like going out at night, even just being around lots of people with a big tummy is a bit, you know, parking, catching the train. Like, she's like, I just don't know if I've got that in me. And I was like, you know what? You're 7.5, 8 months pregnant. I will allow that.
Yeah, that is fair. Yes.
And then I was like, well, I've backed myself right in because Tony's like, if you don't want to go, Ryan, I know you want to cancel. You're such a fucking canceller. I'll just give him to someone who deserves it. And I was like, no. Even if it wasn't for Lord, it was just to fucking prove you wrong. It's like, I'm not the kind of guy who doesn't turn up. I'm going to fucking go. So then I messaged Liam and go, do you want to see Lord? And he's like, no. And then I messaged Phil and he's like, no. Liam. And then I messaged Phil. Ryan and he was like, oh, I heard the latest album. It's not for me. And so getting a plus one to go see Lord was actually...
I'll go with you. I'd love to go. Have you got tickets?
It was actually quite difficult to get a plus one. So finally, I speak to Tim and I go, Tim, we haven't actually caught up for a while. So I was like, even if it's just an excuse for you and I to have a couple of beers, if we're going to have a beer someplace, we might as well go and sit at Lord. And he's like, yeah, man, of course. Like, whatever. Sounds like a lot of fun. Actually, that's a lie. When I say it sounds like a lot of fun, I actually had to coax him for probably half an hour.
But this is why I said to you, I don't want you to go. I want someone to go that really enjoy them because they're really good tickets.
So that's why I kind of had to sell it to Tim like, oh, you know, if you're not into Lord, whatever, it's just a great chance to catch up. You know, what a great night out for the boys. And so then he's like, fine, I'll do it. We'll have a good time. So then I message him and I'm like, I'm out.
Yeah, I'm actually not going to be attending.
I'm not going, okay. But you can take whoever you want.
Hey, like, no.
Is that not what you would...
They're my tickets. You can't just give them... I'll give them to somebody that actually wants to fucking go.
Well, we're not into empty offers here, so we'll have to wait to see how it plays out for Tim.
Oh, my God. This is ridiculous.
You're right. So, no Lord for you, no Lord for me, no wedding for you. I've actually got a bit of a birthday party, baby shower thing that all my friends are going to have a sick time at and I'm probably not going to be at.
Yeah, I wasn't even invited because I was supposed to be at the wedding and at Lord.
Yeah, the irony. It's like, oh, Tony, now that you're not going to those, do you want to come down?
Oh, I'd love to. Would you like for me to give all of your friends COVID? You're welcome.
Yeah, there's a few young mums and other pregnant ladies as well. It's like probably the worst place to spread.
Yes. I've heard that before.
Yeah, no, that's not the first time I've said that, actually. Right. Up next, when Tony was going to Perth, and now we said this months ago, we set a challenge, and a lot of people have been messaging being like, when is the Perth challenge happening? When are we going to hear the results? So we'll do that up next on the most riveting, exciting, energetic edition of the Tony and Ryan podcast.
Hey, it's Caitlin from Melbourne, and you're listening to Tony and Ryan.
A massive shout out to a few of our champion tapas. I promise I feel a lot happier about this than I sound.
Yeah, it sounds like you hate the tapas.
No, I do. I love them. Caleb Sandoval, thank you so much. Josh, Fiona Skentsos, Amy Chomeenan, Tracina Cisneros, Nancy McLaren, and Emma Fakwa. And I'm pretty sure we saw Emma in Perth. I think that Emma might have given us COVID. Emma, if you're listening, do you have COVID or did you?
Yeah. I was going to say Emma Fakwad sounds familiar because, yeah, we just spoke to her because she was a super spreader. So thanks for that, Emma. In fact, let's just fucking blame it on her anyway.
No. But it might have been. I'm not going to rule it out.
There's a 1 in 300 chance.
I mean, maybe because you haven't had it before me. Maybe you gave it to Emma.
Then how did you get it?
Well... Who knows how these things work?
A fake virus from a fake lab in China.
No, we believe in science. We're both jabbed. It's fine. So, Ryan, you were just saying that a little while ago, I think it was actually your love to see it, about how there should be a time limit on how late into the year you can say Happy New Year.
I think we were all, and I speak for everyone, we were getting over how obnoxious Tony was with her see you next year, haven't seen you since last year. And I said, we need to draw a line in the sand. And it turns out the line in the sand was a wedding in early March.
Well, so I said that I think it depends on who the person is you're saying it to.
Because
if you're really good friends with someone and you have happened to like not have seen them because you don't live in the same state or someone has long COVID, etc., that maybe you could extend that ride out. And so you sent me the challenge of saying Happy New Year to people at a wedding in March.
With a straight face, unironically.
Yeah. And the whole idea was, like, can you get away with it? Like, will someone call you out? And
I, like many people, have actually been fucking hanging to hear this story.
And I say a lot on this podcast that I don't embarrass very easily.
Oh, no.
But in the lead up to this, I was actually really nervous because it ended up being like the perfect situation to try this out because they are all of my friends.
Yep.
Plus, we live in different states, so I genuinely hadn't seen them in ages. Mm-hmm. So it feels like it would be just like the perfect opportunity to be like, you know, all of that. And we walked into this wedding and I remembered how much cooler all of my friends are than me. And the first person that I saw, I was like, oh, we'll just try and do a sneaky one.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, my God, hey, like, so good. Oh, it's been forever. Like, Happy New Year. And she went, what? And I went, nothing. I said, how are you? And I fully chickened out.
I'll just sneak one in here. Like, it's almost like I'll get a score on the board without her noticing. And, what? Cancel the wedding. Everyone stop.
What did you just say, Tony Louise Felicia Author Dr. Lodge? Like, she just fully was like, what? Like, I think she was like, she obviously has it, like, in her mind. She's like, you obviously haven't said Happy New Year because it's fucking March, dickhead.
Yeah.
And then she's like, well, what did you say instead? And she fully was like, yeah, it was very embarrassing. And I was like, oh, what? No, how are you? Like, so good to see you. Like, love your dress. Oh. And so that didn't work out.
And did that just shatter you're already nervous, but did that just ruin your confidence?
Yeah, it did. And I'm so confident. Like, I honestly never have a problem filming stupid stuff. But it's like how it's worse talking to, like, four people than it is talking to, like, 1,000.
Yeah. Yeah, because you're right up in there. You can't just, like, keep walking. You're, like, in a
conference. Yes.
So hang on. Just quickly set the scene for me. In terms of if there was a scale or a spectrum of, like, fancy formal tuxedo wedding or, like, fun, quirky alternative. Because you know how, like, some weddings are a bit more fun, whereas other when it's formal, you're like, it's a formal wedding. The parents are here. I'm respectful. Like, I'm not going to try a dumb fucking joke for a podcast. You know, what's the scale? Yeah. Where do you reckon this one lands?
So it was definitely on the more formal end, mm-hmm. but it was still fun and, like, chill.
Yeah,
like,
okay. It wasn't stuffy.
No, it definitely wasn't stuffy. It
not
was
like your nose right now. Oh,
oh, nice. Oh, I can't even laugh at that because I don't have the energy. But know that I'm laughing on the inside.
Thank you. Thank you.
It definitely wasn't stuffy. It was, like, it was outside. It was summer still, so it's pretty hot.
Yep.
So, like Tobbs was wearing, like, a button-up linen shirt with, like, a couple of buttons open, if you know what I mean. Like, that
you have, like, a bit of chest hair poking out the top there?
Yeah,
or is he
did.
You,
he did. It was very good. It was very good. And as you can tell, I've got all this energy to tell him how much I enjoyed that. While I was staying at my brother's house, also, might I add. Yep. Absolutely not. No,
just
fucking
really
way.
Setting the scene. I've got a global virus inside of me and I'm in my brother's house. The scene is perfect.
Yeah. Let's light a candle, babe. We're on here.
Even did she say, let's light a candle, babe. We're fucking on here.
And then taking a sip of tea because my fucking throat hurts so much. But the other part of this, like, weekend challenge was that our producer Cam, who actually doesn't have COVID, thank God, he did go to Franco's wedding.
Yep.
He's staying in a beautiful hotel room that I fucking paid for that Torms and I couldn't use. I might put that on the work card, actually. that he was babysitting and house sitting for Pippa, which I'm sure that we'll get to later on in the week. I'm sure there's something fucking to be had about that. But you said that you were going to renovate my house.
Yes.
And I've come up with a term that I'm going to lay flat on the ground that I think is really fucking funny, but I've also got a lot of drugs in me at the moment.
Yeah.
And it's like, you're a flippocrit. Because you did not flip or flop my house while I was gone. There's no fucking air conditioner in my room. There's no fucking bird bath out the back. Nothing. Nothing was done. Flippocrit.
First of all,
is flippocrit funny?
Okay. I think I can venomously Vehemently. What's that word I'm trying to say?
Vehemently.
What is it?
Vehemently. Remember, because I said vehemently and everyone was like, ah, that's what it is.
I think I can vehemently disagree with what you're saying, but also really fucking appreciate the flippercrit term.
Thank
I can
you.
Do both, right?
Good. Yes, you can do both, because I was very proud of flippercrit. In a fever dream, I woke up in a start and I was like, that's great. I'm writing that down.
First of all, are you using the flippercrit and you flipping the script onto me because you're about to also tell us that you said Happy New Year to one person, lost all confidence and then didn't try again? Is this a distraction?
Are you trying to lash out on me because you are a flippercrit?
Second of all, I had COVID, mate. So sorry, I'm not renovating in COVID time.
Oh, third, don't do that. Third,
and we won't go into details at this point, but is it true that I turned up to your house and was not fully well? We all didn't know that we had COVID at the time, but we were definitely not in our best state. But is it fair to say I turned up to your house the other day and was told in no uncertain terms that this was not the fucking time?
I don't recall.
Oh.
I don't recall.
Are you sure? You sure I don't recall?
I've been so sick, mate. I don't think you understand. Just really not feeling well, mate.
Okay. We'll get to that later. But no, I did not. Well, you were pretty clear in your instructions. I didn't. I am a flippercrit. There, I said it.
It's made worth it because of the pun, I feel. I think the pun makes it worth
it. I don't like being a failure, but I can handle being a flippercrit because it is such a funny thing.
Well, I didn't want to fail either, but I sucked dick on the challenge, everyone. I'm so sorry. I just got so nervous.
So what, you were one and done?
One and done. And I thought, zero, I can't fucking do this to myself.
Zero from one. Fuck. All right. So here's the plan for the rest of the week, everyone. Tomorrow, Tony and I are back, and so is the In the Bedroom segment. So tomorrow, not only will we have confessions, but things you can say when you've got COVID and also in the bedroom. That's tomorrow, recording from home. Wednesday, we're off. There's no new episode. And then by Thursday, hopefully we'll be feeling better and we'll be back in the studio and everything will be back to normal. Yep. So that's the plan for the rest of the week. But considering how shit we are, have you got a really juicy, wholesome, you love to see it to like pick us up?
I do. And aside from it being like that today is legally the last day I have to be in isolation, it obviously won't be because listen to me. But aside from that, I don't know if you saw this, but it's going viral online and it literally had me in tears. And a bit like flippercrit, I don't know if it's just good because of how fucked I am, but you remember Rihanna's Super Bowl performance?
Yes.
So only very recently, she did the Super Bowl. It was amazing. It's been like a real moment in time. The ladies of the Arcadia Senior Living Bowling Green, they reenacted it. Have you seen this video?
Yeah, it's fucking the absolute best.
I'll find the link and I'll pop it in the episode thread on our Facebook group for today. But basically, this group of old women... Their video's gotten 31 million views or something. Like, it's absolutely
31
insane.
31 million views? Fuck, yeah. You won't even get that many views if you confess to sticking a bar of soap in your arsehole.
Yeah, and I would know. but basically, their video went fucking insane. It's like, it's lighting up the hearts of millions around the world. And really Rihanna sent them flowers.
Oh, how lovely.
Yeah, so she sent them a bunch of flowers, and they're these beautiful white roses. She probably could have sprung for like one each. She's only got one bunch. But it says, your ladies' dance was amazing. Love Rock Nation, Rihanna.
That is lovely.
Isn't that so sweet?
I was going to say, sending them a bunch of like Fenty underwear is probably not on brand. For the older ladies.
Yeah, or some makeup or or just money. Like, Rihanna, could you just send them a couple of grand each?
I think just the acknowledgement that I actually saw it is like the biggest gift of all, because what a fucking crazy thrill.
I know. But I just thought, you love to see that. I thought that was so wholesome. It's keeping me going during my trying time right now.
Do you reckon any of our clips, like, have ever just popped up in Rihanna's feed?
Oh my God, that's making me
feel sick. Surely of the millions of views, one of them, one time, was Rihanna, maybe.
Do you think she's scrolling? Like, that would be my first question. Like, do you think she's actually scrolling TikTok or Instagram? Yeah, surely.
Yeah, you get into bed and you're like, oh, you know, you scroll for 10 minutes before you fall asleep, or you wake up in the morning and see what's happening. Like,
or you're doing a little poo and that's, you know.
Yeah, I mean, Rihanna probably poos, I would have thought. Surely. Everyone except my wife, Bridget, poos, so.
Yeah. Do you have any love to see it aside from Rihanna pooing?
Sorry, yes, I do. My love to see it is, have you heard of Rohit Roy?
Oh my God, the soft drink guy. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So he's this wholesome as fuck lovely dad from Melbourne.
It's adorable.
He used to drink too much soda. And so he had a day without fizzy, as he described it. And then he had another one, and then another day. And similar to Tony's, like, slay the day one day at a time, he's like, all I aim to do is have no fizzy today and no fizzy tomorrow. And every day he does a little update on TikTok saying, hey guys, no fizzy today, hope you're having a good one. Well, guess who just got to 1,000 days with no fizzy?
I was emotional when I saw that he hit the 1,000. Isn't that so cool?
Should I play his 1,000 days? Here we go.
For me today, finally the day has arrived and my dream has come true. Today I have completed 1,000 days of my no fizzy drinks journey. I've got the cake here which says 1,000 days, and thank you is for you guys who have been supporting me since ever, and my family, especially my wife. Today, to celebrate, I'm going to have a glass of water and I'll cut the cake as well.
He's got a little cake that says 1,000 days.
I love that he said in the video, I'm just going to have some water to celebrate. Like, that's so sweet.
It really is so sweet. He seems like the sweetest guy. And I love that everyone's getting around him. You know what I mean? People are just like, you get it, son. Like, good on you. Like, just slay the day.
Slay the day. Aw, that's... We did have two really good, wholesome... Yeah. You love to see it. Sorry, I forgot they were called.
All right.
I've got to go.
We will chat to you tomorrow, and then we're going to go on sick leave.
Yes.
But tomorrow we're back, and so is the In the Bedroom segment.
Yes, you're welcome.
You're welcome. All right, we'll chat to you then.
Love you, bye. Oh, that was crook, wasn't
it? That was
rough. Love you, bye.
Patty and Selma in the house.
Yeah, wow.
Love you, bye.